Yeah, when I did the TV interview afterwards, he asked me before. So.
All right. So we're talking with Ryan Tveter, who provided the single most dramatic moment of the race through no particular fault of his own. Early in the race, you barrel-rolled, or your car was barrel-rolled for you into the turn one outside wall.
Exactly.
You okay?
I'm totally fine. I'm obviously disappointed. I got a great start to the race. I passed, I think, three cars on the race start, and I was lining someone up for turn four on the next lap. Jeremy Daniel was not that far behind me, but he was not within passing distance. It was my corner. I hit the brakes, made my apex, and all of a sudden I was in the air. He dive bombed me down the inside, and our wheels, I guess, made contact. So. It was a hard hit, but I got out of the car quickly. The car actually caught on fire.
I was wondering why you got out of the car so fast.
Yeah,
whether it was just a massive flood of adrenaline or what happened there.
No, I saw the smoke. I was like, oh, I'm getting out now.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
So obviously I'm a bit disappointed, but there's really nothing I can do about it.
Okay, so you're not running Barber, right?
But I'm not running Barber. I'm not running the ovals either.
Okay, so the next race we'll see you at is in
Toronto. Yep.
Okay, well, that's a fair amount of time to let this stir around in your head. You're going to be okay psychologically.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine. I'm definitely. It really, for what it looked, it didn't hurt very much.
And so I know what you mean. Yeah. I've been in exactly that spot, and it's over really fast as long as you're not actually hurt.
In terms of a crash, it was a pretty. It looked big, but it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Me.
All right. Well, sorry what happened to you, but we'll look forward to seeing you do better in the next one.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks.
All right.